Hello and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds up to God, speaking to us, feeding us, guiding us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture today. It comes from Micah chapter 6, a total of four times. Each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of either quiet music or silence. And during that quiet time, you will be invited to reflect on either an aspect of the reading or a response or how it's meaningful to you in your life right now. In Lectio Divina, we're not seeking so much to cognitively analyze or understand Scripture, but instead, as I said, open ourselves up to God, speaking to us through Scripture. So now let us turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems particularly meaningful or relevant to you. And during the quiet, simply meditate on that word or phrase. What shall I bring when I come before Yahweh and bow down before God on high, you ask? Am I to come before God with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Will Yahweh be placated by thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I offer my firstborn for my wrongdoings, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Listen here, mortal. God has already made abundantly clear what good is and what Yahweh needs from you. Simply do justice, love kindness, and humbly walk with your God. Hear this reading now a second time, and during the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase speaks to you in your life right now. How is it relevant given your current context? What shall I bring when I come before Yahweh and bow down before God on high, you ask? Am I to come before God with burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Will Yahweh be placated by thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I offer my firstborn for my wrongdoings, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Listen here, mortal. God has already made abundantly clear what good is and what Yahweh needs from you. Simply do justice, love kindness, and humbly walk with your God. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be inviting you to do or to be in response to this reading. How might God be asking you to act, to change, based on what you are hearing? What shall I bring when I come before Yahweh and bow down before God on high, you ask? Am I to come before God with burnt offerings? With year-old calves? Will Yahweh be placated by thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I offer my firstborn for my wrongdoings, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Listen here, mortal. God has already made abundantly clear what good is, and what Yahweh needs from you. Simply do justice, love kindness, and humbly walk with your God. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to simply sit silently in the presence of God or pray to God. What shall I bring when I come before Yahweh and bow down before God on high, you ask? Am I to come before God with burnt offerings? With 3-year-old calves? Will Yahweh be placated by thousands of rams or 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I offer my firstborn for my wrongdoings, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Listen here, mortal. God has already made abundantly clear what good is and what Yahweh needs from you. Simply do justice, love kindness, and humbly walk with your God. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you speak to us and guide us, and how you show us what it is that is important in this life and for the life of our souls and for each other. Help us to do what is good and to seek justice, love kindness, and to continue to humbly walk with you. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.